This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, if you don't think Tracy Martin, the world-renowned executive, top chef, served major presidents, world leaders, you name it, and was the Clinton's travel chef, isn't putting his business, his life, his name on the line a big way, well, then you're not paying attention. I know most of you know that, but I want to recognize his courage right now. And everybody else has been speaking out and telling the truth, like Secret Service Agent Burns yesterday. I've talked to Secret Service on and off record. I've heard a lot of people. The reason I bring up the smell is it's part of psychological research. Psychopaths, sociopaths, and others tend to not clean themselves, especially when they get in a position of power. And it's just all part of, you know, being the boss. And I'm not going to get into some of the other things they do, but it just goes to their mindset. We got 4 minutes. I appreciate your time. You've got the floor. You're risking your life, your treasure, your name. We salute you. You don't got a book out, nothing. You're just here telling the truth. And so other points you'd like to relay to the world about why you're going public?
I think, as I had said in my Tom Barley's, the original interview, I feel it is my obligation because, you know, I sat in the back pictures silent for so long, and I did pay them compliments. I mean, like I said, I was a kid from a small farm town. I found myself working in Washington, D.C. I'm now doing events with the leader of the free world. And then to find out how they really are behind scenes, how they, I mean, between, yeah, I just happened to, you know, end up working for the Clintons, but, you know, it could have been, you know, the Obamas or somebody else down the road. But it, you just see the total transparency of this is not the complete picture. And I feel like the American people need to know who she really is, who the president really is. If we get her back in office, we are dealing with a whole other Obama term. We're dealing with a whole other Bill Clinton scenario. She's going to have him doing just as much as he was before. And she's failed at so many things, and I've seen that with my own eyes. I mean, back when she was doing the access to health care. And, you know, it's just a, you know, it is what it is, and we as people need to stop. I mean, we're going to see our country fall.
Well, see, that's their philosophy, though. They want
that point right now.
I agree. They want each new initiative to fail to then give them more power because they never get held accountable. See, the WikiLeaks show, she wants it all to fail, brother. How diabolical is that?
No, well, that's why. I mean, it's unbelievable, and that stuff is all true. I mean, it's not like they sat there and wrote it. And I mean,
no, they're confirming the FBI, the new FBI leak, the new FBI release shows that it's all confirmed. Trying to bribe the FBI, getting orders from some weird shadow government. I mean, God help us. That's why they picked her, though, because she's such a monster. She enjoys hurting little people. She wants to make us poor.
Absolutely. And you can't tell me that Bill Clinton arriving on the tarmac when the attorney general's sitting there, that was just a coincidence.
Well, those of us that like to serve people and like hospitality and enjoy happiness, some of the best folks are chefs and cooks because they enjoy life. We just, and I love to cook food for my family. I'm not a great chef like you, but I cook a pretty damn good steak or pretty much a lot of other stuff. And my dad, you know, grandma's taught me how. But the point is we enjoy doing that for people. These folks like this don't. They don't want to build a good economy. They don't. They get off on they're the boss, they're in charge, and you ain't got nothing.
And they actually refer to us people as the small people.
Oh, you heard that?
No, absolutely. And not just from the Clintons. I mean, when I worked for the Kennedys, I mean, they all refer to us as the small people.
Yeah, well, America was about small people.
The sense of self-entitlement is beyond.
God, how would they describe that? Please tell us.
Well, I think it would be just, you know, it's just in reference to their, like in their demeanor, talk about us, you know, the small people. I mean, I've heard that referred to by, you know, handlers and aides over the past. You know, what about, you know, to get somebody to do this or whatever? It's so far above the way you treat
it's in the new WikiLeaks.
People.
They say we got to keep the general public, the small people, dumb. Wow, we appreciate your courage, Tracy Martin. Please come back on the Nightly News or for a longer interview. We want to support you and pray for you and hold you up in prayer. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good day.
Guy's risking his life.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It's Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
How many guns? I'd say about 20 guns. Some on the surface, some on the towers. It's quite a time to be alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is ahead in internal polls, 5 to 15 points. Of course, you heard Nick Gingrich confirm that a few days ago. I'm just not going to give out any inside baseball. But they know election fraud's coming because they see Bloomberg, Reuters, all the major polling, Politico, having Hillary 5, 10 points ahead by sampling, in some cases, more, generally right below, double Democrats than they sample Republicans. I mean, this is a time to remember. This is unbelievable. We've had Michael Savage on. We've had Tracy Martin on. He's only done one other interview. And it's because his friend talked to him to go on the air. That is the on-record executive sesh on the travel details for years for the Clintons, but back to Ronald Reagan, you name it. Putting his whole big executive business on the line to tell the truth because he said they called people little people. They called Hispanics names. He heard them call black people the N-word. You tell that N-word, get me this dessert right now. And then she'd write notes way more than what she heard it. Like, you know, lawyers do that. You don't talk in the courtroom. She's always writing notes. You tell that piece of crap, give me this. I mean, just this is a monster. The Clintons were put in power in Arkansas by the KKK people. Do you know who was running things in the 70s and 80s in Arkansas? In East Texas? In Louisiana? Mississippi? The KKK. And it's come out, folks. I mean, it's just, it makes my head spin. By the way, people that watch TV think the KKK is running around in white outfits, 100 black people. They do that. They're mainly about running banks and running white farmers out and, you know, taking people's property. It's just a gang of scum. Now, we're going to go to our guest here, and we've got a big Haiti report with Joe Biggs and others coming in here at the bottom of the hour that is just so incredible that I don't even know words to describe it. We have people dying on tape. We're in there with aid missions coming in. The UN won't fly people out there dying to Port-au-Prince, just 30 minutes away. No one ever got any Clinton aid. You say Clinton there, it's like you said Satan. Everybody flips out. The big report's coming tomorrow, but Gary Haben, the billionaire philanthropist, is going to be joining us via from Port-au-Prince via Skype. We'll see if it's working. That's all coming up. We're going to talk to Joel Gilbert here briefly. He was instrumental in helping do some of the research and background work and helping get Danny Williams video out. So that's very, very exciting to have that going on. Just briefly, I skipped a break last hour. I didn't plug once. And they're in there telling me, Alex, we're not going to have money to pay the bills if you don't sell stuff. We're self-supported. We sell the best seeds, the best products, the best shortwave radios, the best storable foods, the best nutraceuticals out there, the best films, you name it. And we've got free shipping running for the big final showdown tomorrow, right through tomorrow. It's going to end on Thursday. Store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 25% off our nootropic, Brain Force. $22, folks. Leading competitors with similar formulas are $50, $60. We sell it for $30-something. It's a great deal. $22.46. We just put the computer at 25% off is what it comes up with. We have all these weird numbers. Huge reviews all over the place. Amazing. Healthy way to boost your cognitive ability. It's amazing what it does. InfoWarsLife.com. Go read the reviews. They're so crazy that I'm not even going to read them on air. I mean, I guess I can read a few. Here's one Dutch from Los Angeles. Would recommend this especially to my fellow truck drivers who spend time mostly on the road. Highly recommend this to my family and friends. 25% off right now and free shipping. BrainForce allows me to get through my busy work days while staying energized and maintaining mental energy to function better than I ever have. Also helps me stay awake through the nights. I had the folks not even give us the incredible reviews about what salesmen are doing on it and the rest of it. But that's Ricky B. in Rochester, Minnesota. So take advantage. The last round of the Hillary for Prison shirt is out right now. It's still a bestseller, but we're just saying what comes and goes. You know, that's it. We coined the term. And it's $9.95. That's at cost, free shipping. We also have the limited edition Don't Tread on Me, Lock Her Up shirt. Only one printing of that. That's almost sold out. Made in America, $22. We make like $12 on it. We need the money to fund the operation. Please take advantage of it. And free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But if it's water filtration systems, whether it's reverse osmosis or gravity fed, we go out and find the very best out there, highest rated, lowest price, buy them in bulk, sell it at prices lower than Amazon in many cases. But sometimes Amazon does better than us. Shop with us because we will viciously fight for freedom. We will viciously affect change. We will attack the globalists. I mean, let me tell you something. You couldn't drag me off this fight. I'm like pit bull they breed for attacking wild hogs or something. Please don't tell me I'm a hero. I was born for this. Whatever happens, I'm in the fight. I love it. This is the best thing of my life. So, bottom line, we just need the support. We need the mid-air refueling products you need to fund this operation. I absolutely pledge to you, I will tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I will assault the enemy 18 hours a day. I will pray before I go to bed every night that I be lifted up as a weapon against the enemy. Now, Joel Gilbert's our guest. We really appreciate the work he's doing. He, of course, Dreams of My Real Father and the Utopia, Dystopia film about communism. Boy, all that's coming out. I want to get into what happened with Bill Clinton's, who I believe, illegitimate son. They're really trying to cover that up. But first, I want to talk to him about WikiLeaks. Does this not prove everything Joel Gilbert from joelgilbert.net has broken down? The shadow government running them, trying to bribe FBI agents, knowing they were destroying classified documents and hiding them. I mean, this is incredible. And to watch the media try to unify even more to prop her up, even if they steal the election or she gets in. These are political death blows, Joel Gilbert. I mean, No wonder they say they openly want to shut down the alt-right and demonize me by name, because they are just floundering, in my view. What do you think?
I think, look, they're clearly floundering. They clearly put together this assault on Donald Trump week by week, knowing that they could probably get their media minions to only focus on Trump and give them an excuse to completely ignore these bombshell revelations. The biggest one, which I think really tells the whole story, is that Hillary explicitly said that there is a public policy for everything and a private policy for everything. And nothing more is illustrated even greater than in the story of Danny Williams, because she speaks affectionately for Black Lives Matter, but in her, that's her public life. In her private life, she banished her husband's child, her own stepson, from her family. And so we know that when Hillary says Black Lives Matter, and she feels for them, she's really thinking Black votes matter. And like everything else.
Well, exactly. You said this 5-6 years ago, that she's a sociopath, only goes off polls. Then who is she? Because it's almost like she has multiple personalities. You've talked to a lot of experts. You've been on the trail, Joel Gilbert. Who is she really? What is her psychological profile?
Her psychological profile is that she really is a Chicago radical, in just like Barack Obama. She had a Bill Ayers figure in her life, which was Carl Oglesby, the head of the SDS. She read his book, Containment and Change. And
she was pen pals with Saul Alinsky.
Not only pen pals. She met Saul Alinsky. He offered her a job. She said that rather than work for him on the outside, she wants to affect change from the inside. Her thesis of her college thesis was about Saul Alinsky.
While becoming a filthy rich pig that steals money from Haitian children.
Right. There can only be one fight. So she is at her core a 60s radical. She also had a Reverend Wright in her life. She had a radical minister named Don Jones, her Methodist youth minister, that introduced her to Alinsky. So she has a similar background in terms of radical theologian, radical communist SDS ideologue. Way back, just like Obama had his Bill Ayers.
I totally agree. So 20 days out, what do you expect him to do next? This huge, elaborate attack. Most of the women, it's turned out, were hitting on him, asking him to come visit him in emails even this year. It's all deteriorating. They contacted over 1,000 women, found 9 of them to say he touched their butt or touched their knee or whatever, shook their hand. Okay, he's evil. What comes next?
Hillary's entire campaign is simply, I think, to drug her up, to get her physically across the finish line, and simply focus on that Donald Trump is a creepy guy. She has no justification.
Oh, the way he walks around on the stage menacing her, the poor baby.
There's no policy. There's no justification to have Hillary Clinton back in the White House. She has no policy of Barack Obama that she participated in that was successful. Everything was a dismal failure. All she can do is try to keep power in the Democrat Party and try to impose this era, this coming era of liberal fascism, which I have no doubt she will implement through radical Supreme Court justices who will defy the constitutional law and impose and create their own laws of limiting.
So when Trump says this is make it or break at the end of America, if he doesn't get in, I mean, barring physical resistance, this is probably it.
I believe this is it, because once she changes the Supreme Court justice to radical leftist nominees, once she adds a 7th commissioner to the FEC to break the ties, all of those policies we've seen Obama doing behind the scenes will just come out.
That's right. Let's be clear. The Federal Election Commission and the FCC, they're deadlocked, are on record that if they get a majority, they're going to ban free speech. They admit it.
Oh, you remember my case. They voted 3-3. It cut down a complaint to investigate me for making the film about Obama's.
Yeah, that's how real this is. Is they're trying to shut you up, a filmmaker? They've arrested Dinesh D'Souza. Good guy.
Yeah, 3-3. Now, how could it be 3-3? It should be 6-0 that they should not be investigating a filmmaker for making a film about Obama's background. I presented a mountain of evidence that his real father was the Soviet agent Frank Marshall Davis, who raised and radicalized him in his youth.
Who he wrote about in his own book, spending summers with Frank, his grandfather's best friend. It's hiding in plain view.
Well, it wasn't just summers. It was every day he went to Frank's house. Frank radicalized him into this anti-American, anti-white.
How do they square this, though, that they make hundreds of millions of dollars in office? They live the most lavish lifestyle of kings. They don't want poor people to have money, but then they prance around saying they're communists.
Well, that is the fraud, the total fraud of socialism and communism, that what we have is a new class of elites. They eliminate the entrepreneurial class, the so-called bourgeois. They want to destroy the drug companies, Wall Street, the banks, all the businesses. The business of America is business, but they want to destroy business and consolidate wealth and power in their own hands, leaving a large middle class to be eliminated, so we only have a lower class. Socialist economies don't have a middle class. They have an upper-class elite, and they have the poor people. And these are the upper-class elites that are accumulating the wealth by destroying the people that make...
And by the way, history with hundreds of countries is incontrovertible that socialism and communism creates nightmare hells. Even small free market experiments that never even get 10% there create fabulous development, fabulous innovation, fabulous civilization.
Progressives murdered 150 million of their own people during peacetime, as we saw in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, because they wouldn't fit into the perfect society, the perfect world. They didn't agree that they would conform. In Cambodia, they murdered anybody that had glasses, because if you had glasses, you could read, and they wanted to recreate humanity.
Oh, I had the Zeitgeist movement, admittedly supported by the UN and the New York Times. Tell me, on air, you will be re-educated if you don't accept a computer deciding what job you have or where you live. And I go, that's total tyranny. And they just arrogantly go, we're going to run your life, we're liberal. Well, no, that's not liberal. That's called total totalitarianism, dumbass.
I call it liberal fascism. If you don't conform, this is what happened throughout history. You get sent to the gulag, you get sent for re-education, or you're simply eliminated. This is a totalitarian, depressing lifestyle to have a group of elites with all the wealth. The elites are in socialism and communism are state bureaucrats who don't produce anything. Therefore, you have a society that becomes impoverished. Today we have, with a free market system, we have the entrepreneur class creating jobs and creating wealth and everybody moving up. Unfortunately, it seems that younger people, millennials, don't know these lessons of communism and socialism.
Oh, no, they say to me, oh, my God, England and Canada have such great health care. Is that why it's rated horrible? People come here, even though ours is all corrupt and bad now? I mean, you know, they just have no, they think North Korea is great. I mean, it's crazy.
We've lost this lesson in history. In the 60s, they mobilized all of Hollywood, the government, would educate people, put out films, and show that, look, if you look at Mao Zedong, Stalin, all these countries, Cuba, it's political repression and poverty and death. And we have not had that type of education, so you have people going to Bernie Sanders rallies. Sanders is just an old-school communist, and they're clapping for everything he says. We're going to go after Wall Street. We're going to destroy the banks. We're going to break up the pharmaceutical companies. Well, if you break up business, you end up being Venezuela, or you end up being communist Russia.
Sure, but let's add the final piece. If you read Carol Quigley's book or others, they admit this. There's an ultra-rich elite that want to get rid of the middle class to create a consolidation. So there's ultra-corporations that are working with the socialists and communists to cut out the middleman and then cut out competition, and then they plan to double-cross the communists and set up a technocracy fascism. But I agree with you when you said the communists plan to double-cross the corporations and create a new dark age. So I don't know what's worse, a technocracy fascism or a dark age. I mean, it's just crazy.
We just need to stick with our constitutional republic.
Exactly.
And not follow these people that have a passion for destruction.
Well, how is it not liberal to have true diversity of business and life and ideas and not have thought control? That's real liberalism.
Look, in their mind, we've talked about this before, they look at America differently than conservatives. We look at the world and we say America is the greatest democratic constitutional republic in the history of mankind. The left looks at America and compares it to a perfect utopia and says it doesn't measure up. Therefore, we have to destroy it so we can rebuild the perfect world. And that is the fallacy of progressivism, and that's why it caused so much...
And all they ever build is nightmare hells that kill everybody. So, I've been asking some of the questions. We got 6 minutes left. Joel Gilbert, getting into the son of Bill Clinton. Clearly, he's the son of Bill Clinton. The whole background on that. You've done comparisons on their faces and photos. We can show some of that writing for WorldNet Daily. You helped put together the first film with that. I know, free of charge. We appreciate you being so dedicated to this out in L.A. when he flew out there. Let's spend 5 minutes on Danny Williams.
Yeah, I've been following this for 10, 12 years and always been fascinated by it. And there's just no question in my mind that, Danny, is the son of Bill Clinton. There's not anybody in the world that looks like him, whose mother has been telling him since he was 5 years old that Bill was his father and who lives in Little Rock.
He looks a lot like skull shapes, very similar.
Well, look at the teeth. The teeth are a match. I've had dentists tell me, like with Frank Marshall Davis and Barack Obama, exact teeth match.
No, it isn't, especially the top teeth.
Yeah, the top teeth, ears, nose. I mean, it reminds me of the interview I did with Malik Obama, for example.
He's got hazel eyes. If you cross blue with brown, that's what you get.
It's a really a complete match. And he has actually the thing he inherited from his dad is he does have this intangible likability factor. He really does have
a very
great personality. He's a great kid. And he talks about how when he was 5 years old, his aunt took him, you know, they were on some kind of welfare. They needed some child support. They went to the governor's mansion. His aunt snuck in the gate when the gates opened, knocked on the door, asked for Hillary, and they slammed the door in her face. And they ran off, jumped over a fence, and were later paid some hush money, $700 a month, along with some Christmas presents. It's a very sad story, and I think anybody in urban America that's thinking of voting for Hillary really should look at this, because Danny talks about how it's the same as back in slave times when a slave owner would have a child with a slave, and the wife of the plantation owner would run him off the plantation and banishes the child. And that's essentially what happened to Danny. He was in foster homes when his father was president of the United States. He was in foster homes. He said going to bed hungry at night. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine
that. It's incredible. I had Tracy Martin, the admitted chef of the Clintons, their travel chef for 5 of the 8 years or whatever. He worked for the Bushes as well. And he was just saying it was constant racial notes. She'd write notes, get this N-word to get me some food. Or she would verbally say it, attacking Hispanics. And everybody I know about the Clintons say they're just flaming racist or just whatever is nasty to say. I think this is a pretty big story as well.
I think it's huge. Look, the Democrats...
Not Bill, I want to be clear. It's Hillary that says the right stuff.
Well, let's talk about public and private. Democrats opposed the civil rights movement. They broke up black families with the welfare system. They forced them into terrible schools. They turned urban America into drug culture, single mothers, violent neighborhoods. And they keep going back asking for their votes. On a personal level, you can see what they do to their own family. Malik Obama was discarded. All the Kenyan Obamas, I did an interview with him, they were discarded by Barack Obama because they no longer needed them. Danny Williams was, I think, discarded and denied by the Clintons because they don't need him. And I think it's a very sad story and just incredible that Hillary Clinton essentially banished him from their lives when, in fact, he's a great kid and they do good to embrace him. So I hope they
I interviewed his aunt like 19 years ago. I mean, this is going on. I talked to the state police that were just appalled by it all. In closing, we got about 2.5 minutes, Joel Gilbert. JoelGilbert.net, folks want to find his films. We sell them as well at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, just get them out to people that aren't awake. What do you and your gut think they're going to pull the next 20 days? Where do you think all this is going?
I think they're going to try to keep hammering, keep the focus on Donald's alleged indiscretions, that is he a creepy guy or is he not? He's racist. He talks poorly about African Americans. All these exaggerations and inferences that they make from anything he ever did or said 10, 20, 30 years ago, it's all coordinated with the media. And I think I'm hoping and thinking that people are going to be immune to it at some point. They're going to be sick of it. Because this reminds us of what we went through with the Clintons, you know, 20 years ago, where there was this constant Clinton pushing these narratives that were twisted and lies and half-truths. And I think it's actually reminding people of how annoying and disgusting the Clinton presidency was.
Exactly. I mean, take Billy Bush. He now admits that was like an hour-long conversation, and then he was goading him. Clearly, they were setting Trump up, and it's all edited. I mean, I could record you for an hour and ask you questions on a road trip. You might say something. I mean, now that I think about these tapes, I catch myself and I'm out hiking with buddies or whatever. I'm not even really a nasty guy. I'm not really, you know, what I see is kind of, you know, shocking. But I catch myself, you know, saying some things I wouldn't want out there. And it's like, my God, this is the type of stuff that's going on. I mean, this woman's running ISIS. This woman is doing all this horrible stuff, and we're obsessed over some 11-year-old tape.
Well, I think that's the strategy, is to only focus on Trump, because there's no justification for electing Hillary to city council, let alone president of the United States. She does not qualify for security clearance. Everything she's touched turned into a disaster.
And now we know she tried to bribe the FBI. Joel Gilbert, thank you. Powerful information. Great job on the whole situation with Danny Williams. We're going to come back. We're going to get Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman here. They went to Haiti for a week with Mr. Haven, and this is so bombshell, I don't even know how to handle it. I mean, this should destroy the Clintons. This is incredible.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wednesday, October 12th, 2016. Only 26 days left in the final countdown. Election 2016. Americanism versus globalism. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide.
While the media distracted you with an 11-year-old tape of Donald Trump's locker room banter, WikiLeaks dropped bombshell after bombshell, and the Clinton mouthpiece media have barely even reported on it. In one email sent by Hillary surrogate Bill Ivey to Clinton campaign manager John Podesta, Ivey brags about how the left has sought to maintain political power by producing, quote, an unaware and compliant citizenry. This is beyond arrogant elitism. It sounds like something out of They Live.
The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
We've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Conspire. Conspire to produce an uninformed mass who will just do as they're told. The unawareness remains strong, but compliance is obviously fading rapidly. This problem demands some serious thinking, and not just poll-driven, demographically inspired messaging. To emphasize, Ivy admits that the left has conspired to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, but that they're not as easy to manipulate anymore, and that this is a problem. He characterizes unawareness amongst the public as a positive thing for the Clinton campaign. So we're supposed to be outraged about Trump's locker room banter from 2005. Yet here we have a Clinton surrogate calling the entire population of America dumb and conspiring with the Clinton campaign to keep it that way. And there's no outrage whatsoever. There's not even any media coverage of it. Absolutely nothing. But are you really surprised, given what the other WikiLeaks emails reveal about the level of collusion between the cucked media and Team Hillary? They talk about their friendlies in the media who will blithely regurgitate their talking points. Reporters like CNBC's John Harwood emailing the Clinton campaign, begging to be patted on the head like an obedient dog for lavishing praise on Hillary. The New York Times asking the Clinton campaign for permission to use quotes from their own interview with Hillary. The Boston Globe colluding with her campaign to give her, quote, a big presence. This level of cronyism and corruption is staggering. But it explains why much of the media refuses to even cover the WikiLeaks releases. Things like Hillary openly admitting that our so-called allies, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, are funding and supporting ISIS. Oh, but Trump said the word pussy in 2005, so I guess that's more important. Confirmation that Hillary deliberately and criminally deleted certain emails to hide evidence of her wrongdoing. Moles inside Bernie Sanders' campaign who betrayed his strategy to tip off Hillary. Bill Clinton's behavior pushing a female Clinton Foundation staffer to near suicide. Insiders within Hillary's campaign petrified about the damage posed by Bill Clinton's sexual predatory past. Oh, but you didn't hear about any of this on CNN. But you did hear Donald Trump say the word pussy in 2005, and to the media, that's what matters. And they wonder why their readership is collapsing. They wonder why 94% of the American people no longer trust a thing they say.
I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet.
She's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State. And
we came, we saw, we died.
What difference at this point does it make?
And there's only one candidate in this race who understands that democracy in a big, diverse country doesn't work if you constantly demonize each other. Demonize each other.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
And I mean that literally, by the way. I was reading the other day. There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons.
I'm telling you. She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war.
Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something? Now, I mean, come on, people.
You can't wash that evil off, man. I'm not kidding. People say, they say that. Folks, I've been told this by high up folks. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. I never said this because the media go crazy with it, but I've talked to people that are in protective details. I mean, they're scared of her. And they say, listen, she's a freaking demon and she stinks, and so does Obama. And I go, like what? Sulfur. They smell like hell.
On November 8th, the arrogance of Washington, D.C. will come face to face with the righteous verdict of the American voter. It's about time.
So much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Danny Williams, now of Hot Springs, Arkansas, grew up in Little Rock there at the Capitol, where his mother reportedly met the governor, Bill Clinton, is here with us. I remember interviewing your aunt back in the late 1990s, church lady, many years, hard worker, great record. You yourself got three children, no record, hardworking guy. I think your story is very, very incredible. We're going to walk through it and talk about it today, but thanks for coming to Austin, Texas, sir. Nice to have him here. We'll turn his mic on for folks. Danny, where to begin here? I mean, let's talk about you personally, where you're right. from, where you grew up, and then we'll start talking about the first time you ever heard from your mother that a certain person was your father.
Right. My name is Danny Williams. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm at age 30 right now. And all my life I've been told that Bill Clinton was my father by my mom, my aunt, and other relatives that grew up with me.
I mean, continue. I mean, I know you haven't been on TV before. You're live right now. Please keep going.
but anyway, yes, I want to know the truth about Bill Clinton being my father. And that's all I ask is the truth.
Do you think Bill Clinton's your father?
Yes, sir.
You know, instead of just going through your whole history, and we're going to do it and mm-hmm. talk about it, play clips of Clinton being asked about you by the press, and he won't respond. We're teleprompter free here. I just, out of the gates, Bill Clinton will be watching this. This is undoubted. Right. You know, Obama responded to us yesterday, Hillary a few weeks ago. They right. watch every day. This shows in thousands of newspapers a day, all over every cable channel.
Yes, sir.
We didn't do some pre-interview here. You just flew in at like 11 o'clock today. You just got here about an hour ago.
Right.
Looking at that camera right there, sir, camera four. Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton will either be watching this live or he'll watch it later. What do you want to say to Bill Clinton? Camera four.
I mean, I'd just like to ask and say to Bill Clinton that I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. I want my kids to know their grandfathers. And I like to just, you know, I like to just meet them, get to know them, you know. And, I mean, I never had a father in my life, so, you know, it's hard. It's difficult in explaining it, you know.
It's okay. Go with it. It's all right. I've talked to you in private. I understand coming from the middle of Arkansas to now being with the top link on Drudge, and you see yourself right there and sitting in all over the world. But just tell it like it is. You believe Bill Clinton's your father? Your mother always told you that. He sent you money, all the rest of it.
Right.
He won't respond to it. So Bill Clinton and Hillary are watching right now.
Right.
Talk about an epic story. The videos on your Facebook. It's on InfoWars. Trying right. to go over the fence at the governor's mansion. You wanted to meet your daddy. I mean, you're meeting him right now digitally.
Right.
Right there, my friend. What do you want to say?
I'd like to say, my name is Danny Williams. I like to just say, you know, I want to be able to experience that having a father in your life, you know what I'm saying? And now I got kids of my own. I want my kids to know their grandfather. They ask me all the time, who's your dad, you know? So, I mean, it's my chance now and get my story out and letting the world know who I am and who's my father and, you know, the truth about everything.
Well, the Daily Mail has the headline, Bill Clinton's grandkids, you know, will he look into meeting with them? We'll go back to that in a moment, but just starting at the beginning.
Okay.
Break down how you grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. You're now in Hot Springs. What it was like and when you first began to hear this.
Okay. Well, growing up in Arkansas, it was like everybody knew. Everybody, you know, they'd say, that's Bill Clinton's son. And everywhere I go, you know. So, I mean, growing up, it was rough growing up. I mean, we barely was making it. We was broke. I mean, my aunt, she worked two jobs trying to raise us, me and my little brothers and sisters. I mean, everybody in Arkansas at the time I was coming up knew about me being his son, preachers and all. So I just want to be able to just, you know, have the chance and get myself out and explaining who I am and why am I facing the world today to reach my father.
I noticed in the video interview we did that we aired, you talked about wanting to meet him because you heard he was sick, in your own words.
Right. I heard he has Percocet, if I'm not mistaken, heart problems, and they, you know, people ain't living long these days, so ain't no telling when he may pass, you know. So now it's my chance to be able to get my story out and get it heard to meet my father before that happened, you know, before he something tragic happened to him.
Well, we can go to Joel Gilbert's website or WorldNet Daily and show some of the articles while you're speaking.
Right.
You next to Bill Clinton, for TV viewers watching, I mean, how much you look like him. But I remember back at the time that when I first had your aunt on, this has got to be 20 years ago almost, mm-hmm. 19 years ago, that this is what I was getting from the state police and others. So let's get into what you talk about in the video. When you first start hearing this, before you heard about it, your mother tried to get you in the scene with the governor's mansion. Then right. Later you try to get on the property when you're older. Let's go through this, Danny.
Okay, well, it was my aunt, actually. My mom had lost custody of us. My aunt had
got custody. Sure, your aunt, right?
Yeah, right. My aunt had got custody of her, my aunt Lucia. So one day she was like, I want, you know, she took me down to the governor's mansion. And she was like, you know, we're going to let him know that you're his son. So we went down there, and she had to sneak through the gates. And she went up to the door, and the butler answered the door. And she asked for Hillary. And the door was slammed in her face, and we was told to get off the property. So she took off running, snatching me by one arm, and all I can remember is my arm hurting, and she snatching me to jump over the fence. And she asked me all the time, do you remember me taking to the governor's mansion? I said, yeah, I remember. I remember you snatching my arm and taking off running. So, you know, I mean, it's never went away. I mean, he have delivered Christmas gifts to my home by Arkansas State Troopers. He have paid my mom under the table. Up until the time he made president in 1993, he stopped doing anything for us. So I believe in my heart that he tried to be in my life.
Well, this is a narrative that comes out from everybody, that Hillary runs the show, Hillary's the boss.
Right.
She actually manages him and uses his issues as a control mechanism. From your research, who is it that kept you away from the man you believe to be your father?
Correct. I think Hillary is the one that kept me away. I mean, as a married couple, your decisions are one. So I'm sure she know of me, and I'm sure she had parts him in with the all the publicity, all the stories in the press that, you know, falsely reports, all we have taken the DNA, all of that is false, you know. So, you know, I really do think she has played a part in, and as they call, banishing me, you know.
Now, I know it's hard for you to talk about, but you've discussed mentally, psychologically, what this has done to you. I mean, go over the years when you first started. How old were you when you first started learning about this? And then what did it do over the years?
Okay, when I first started learning, I was probably about 8 or 9. I was in school, and, you know, my teachers, they would look at me, and they're like, they'd be whispering, you know, it's Bill Clinton's son. His mother, the one that claims she had a baby by Bill Clinton. And, you know, it's just difficult, you know, growing up. House to house, you know, not stable. It became difficult my whole life. So, you know, I just thought about it. You know, I'm like, there's something true to it that after all these years, they still put out false reports. 1999, 2000, the false DNA. You know, all these articles that they put out that's false about me. But the article that my mother gave in 93, it's, you know, somebody bought rightful ownership to it. And, you know, it make you think. So, two years and a half ago, I started my Facebook page campaigning for me and Bill Clinton being my father. I wanted to know, and I've always wanted to know. I just never got any help. I reached out to lawyers and investigators. They would not look into my case. No one. So, I started campaigning my own Facebook page and saying Bill Clinton my father, and I'm trying to get my story out.
Well, keep rolling. I love the fact now that you're relaxed. I can tell you know, you're nervous. Who wouldn't be?
Right.
The head of CNN, Jeff Zucker, and it's all come out in WikiLeaks, too. They order him. Don't talk about Bill Clinton's sex crimes.
Right.
Don't talk about Hillary's health. Don't talk about illegitimate children. Don't talk about it. He, quote, thinks it's a ridiculous hoax. Even though we went and looked at the Star, they never did the DNA test.
Yes, sir.
They did a, quote, test that wasn't even a DNA test. So
correct.
That's how they do it. That's how they get away with it.
Correct.
And cover it. But, I mean, regardless, Bill Clinton's known for all of this. What do you just think about the general sense of what's happening in the country today?
I mean, I think a lot about it. Actually, I think, you know, as far as she stand up and saying, well, the kid, you know, kids going to be, we're going to make sure kids have the rifle, you know, taking care of them and rifle schools, you know, and all this. I actually think that they are lies. And I think she's just using it to be in office.
And to be clear today, when I went there about an hour before he went on air, I said, listen, we've never really talked. We've talked over the phone a couple times. My crew has. You just flew in today. You've been talking to Biggs and stuff. I said, will you just please write notes on the questions you want me to ask? And he wrote those up. These are your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
You've got, these are your questions. One thing that got brought up is Bill Clinton a couple weeks ago got asked about his son, reported son, Danny Williams, by a YouTuber called Charlie in the Box. I want to skip this network break.
Right.
This is so important. I want to play this since you mentioned this and just, again, go back to if you're really in the room with Bill Clinton, because you are in the room with him. He will watch this, undoubtedly.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, spill it out there because you need to talk directly to him. Because I've talked to the Arkansas State Police back when I was being given these tips.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, they didn't send people down there to get me fired and get my ass beaten.
Right.
Because you weren't his, weren't his illegitimate son. They're concerned about this. I want to talk about your memories with Mama and the money and the presence, and which humanizes Bill.
Right.
And we're not just trying to demonize Hillary. She was the one even 20 years ago, before I knew she'd run for president, they were saying was shut this down. So I want to talk about that with Danny Williams, the reported son of Bill Clinton. But let's go ahead and play this clip here of the protester asking Bill Clinton about, well, not even a protest. He's there just at the gate as Obama comes by, you know, shaking hands with the Secret Service, saying, what about Danny Williams? Here it is.
Mr. Clinton, would you like to make a comment to Danny Williams?
Mr. Clinton.
Can you make a comment about Trump saying about rape allegations?
Hey, I don't want to hear any of that. Knock it off.
Can you get any comment about anything like that, please?
Stop. Hey, this is a monumental event for us. We don't want to hear it.
I know, but we got a lot of questions that aren't being answered from the American people.
I mean, they acted like Danny. They knew what was going on. Bill looked like, it was a nice day when he looked at that camera. I don't want to dehumanize him because I know he's had a lot of problems, but he did deliver money to you for how many years? And how many?
All the way up until 93, he made presidency. My mom received $700 and $100 bills in her mailbox every month and the Christmas presents on Christmas, driven by state trooper cars, you know, dropping them off. So I believe in my heart he knows I'm his son, and I know I'm his son because I see it through the features of me, you know, the facial features, the chin, the nose.
You do look a lot like
that. Right, right. So, you know,
I know what my dad looks like. He looks like me a lot.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, all I want is the truth out. That's all I'm reaching for, the truth. This not no political scandal. I mean, I'm just here for the truth.
I mean, here it is right here. Now, I don't know what's going on. I mean, we flew you in. I'm busy. You're busy. I'm not micromanaging stuff.
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, I guess during the break, last hour and a half you were here, you did an interview with the crew and they transcribed it. Yes, Bill Clinton's son tells Hillary, step aside. This just went up on Infowars.com. Did you write this before you got here or just today? Because I'll be honest,
I wrote it before I got here, and I'm asking her to step aside. All I want is a sample of his DNA to prove who I am and my story is true today.
We'll put that up on screen. Okay, well, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, he's running the show here today, Danny. And again, why did you choose us to bring this out? Because we...
I mean... I choose y'all for one. I need the world to know. And I'm trying to get as many people I can to let me speak about on the truth of my story and why am I doing this today. I mean, I've been trying all my life to get this out.
The media spins it like you just popped up now.
I was interviewing
your aunt 20 years ago.
No, it's been articles since 93, 99, 98, 95 when he ran for a second term. So, I mean, those articles when I was a kid. And now that I'm grown, they...
And let's be clear, your mother said he was the only white man she was with.
Right, correct. My mother explains to me all the time. Her story never changed. It's always consistent the same.
How did it start? You're 8 years old. What does mama tell you?
My mama told me that she dated him, and you know she dated guys for money, you know, to afford to take care of us. So at the time, my mother had two older sons besides me. So she tell me, you know, how he's pick her up, you know, she destroys his mother's house, you know, everything she destroys in 93.
And I've seen photos of your mother when she was young, very beautiful.
Right, very beautiful. She's never been always, you know, as people think she is. Oh, she's a drug addict, she's this, she's that. No, she always done what the best she could to take care of
her. She's been down a long road.
Right. And right now she's at this point in her life right now, she's still alive. And she's driven by guilt on how we was brought up and what she could have done better. And, you know, and I feel that she's afraid to speak out public about the situation.
And tell her why. I mean, tell us why. We know what Hillary did. Tell us.
I mean, they try to hush her up. My mom been pushed out a two-story window. She got metal plates in her foot.
By the way, nobody's heard this, but there's been threats. That's why everybody's freaked. Go ahead and tell people.
Right, I get threats today on Facebook. They tell me, oh, they cleansed.
Tell people what happened to your mother. Tell them what the police did. Tell them what the state police did. They're famous for breaking people's arms and legs.
Right.
I mean, Jennifer Flowers.
I was told that she was pushed out a two-story window, and this was told by my mom. She got a metal plate from her bottom of her toes up to her ankle. And I was told that, you know, people were trying to kill her because of her claim of her having a son by Bill Clinton.
Now, bottom line, we're all just here in our lives here. So please continue. Talk to Bill. I mean, this is what she gets. I mean, tell him.
Right. And today, Bill, all I want to do is to get the truth out behind who I am and that I am your son. And I would like for my kids, your grandkids, to meet you. I mean, it's more I can say right now. I'm really emotional. And
say it. It's all right. I know you broke down crying today before earlier, right. And I know you've thought about suicide. Tell people, to be honest,
I have thought about suicide before because, I mean, you go through this, you know, people don't believe you, you know. You go through this, you're trying to reach your story out. People are like, oh, he's just a scam. He's this. He's helping Trump. Trump never paid. I don't work for Trump. I work for myself. I done this 2 years ago before she even started running. She supposed to run in 2008 and made president.
I interviewed your aunt 19 years ago. Right. That has nothing to do with Trump.
Right. So, like I say, it's the truth on who I am and where I'm trying to go in my life. I know that with me getting my story out and helping my kids and I raised my kids and I helped raise my little sisters and brothers. I know that one day it is someone out there that might need my help and that'll go through the same thing I done went through in my life. So, no, it's a destiny for me.
No, it makes sense. I know you've talked about this privately, but if you behind the scenes just help out and be with the kids and recognize you. It's like, you want to meet your dad. And then you got grandkids. These are grandkids. Like, I mean, let me tell you, if I had a black grandkids, I'd want to know them.
Right, correct.
I mean, I don't care what color they are. I love them.
I had my first child at 16. I dropped out of school in 11th grade, working full-time in a donut shop to raise my child and my little sisters and brothers. So, like I say, it's been hard and rough for me traveling this road. But I never give up, and I will not give up. Until, you know, he step up and say, yes, I'm willing to give you a sample. I'm willing to put this behind us.
So Bill Clinton give the sample and prove it wrong. The third party's watching it.
Right.
He got into it, folks, but his mother got threatened by the state police and Hillary in person to put her in prison or kill her. Then she got thrown out a window a month later. And we've already been threatened over this interview today, just so you know. And when I had his aunt on, I got beat up a week later.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.